Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I know you have to go into closed session, but could I beg that you take up item 33 prior to 32?
Yes.
In closed session.
That works.
Can we be here for 32?
Okay. Item 33, please. 33.
Item number 33, from the Department of Labor Relations, discussion related to negotiation of collective bargaining agreements with public safety bargaining units.
Closed session.
And Mr. Bowell, did you say that you want to go into closed session?
Well, it's listed as under closed session.
Yeah.
Do you need to be in closed
session? Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Closed session it is.
Okay. Supervisor House.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This committee may adjourn into The committee may adjourn into closed session under the provisions of Wisconsin Statute Section 19.851E for the purpose of the committee deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business, whether competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. At the conclusion of the closed session, the committee may reconvene in open session to take whatever actions it may deem necessary.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Grady.
I just have a process issue. If it's your intention to go into closed session for Mr. Bowell and then come back into open session and then to go into closed session again for 31, depending on what you want to do, you need to read the items that you're going to go into closed session for, and you've only read one so far. If it's your intention to go into closed session on both the items under 32 and 33, you should read both items to make it clear that that's what
34?
The motion applies to. 34. Well, 34 is a separate purpose, closed session purpose. You just need to make clear what it is you're doing and what you're intending to go into closed session for. If you want to go into closed session for 32 and 33, you should indicate the motion is for the both of those items, and then a second motion to go into closed session immediately following for item 34 for the different reasons cited. I just want to make the process clear.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're going to have to come back into open, go back into close, back into open, back into close.
Okay.
So I would suggest you have the clerk read all three items. I believe there's three left, 32, 33, and 34.
Yes.
Make the appropriate two separate motions for the closed session.
Please.
Item number 30.
Supervisor Bowen? Excuse me, ma'am.
I don't want to stop the process, but we did forward the item 32 out of ECD, and we don't have the quorum yet, and we're still waiting on Steve Taylor to get here. So
that's
I would suggest that we wait on not going into closed session for item 32 yet.
You can vote no.
Well, the idea is to give the idea is to make the proper notice to give the proper notice and to make the to have the proper motions. So I heard what you said as it relates to Supervisor Taylor. And we did have discussion at the last Economic and Community Development Committee meeting, but there is no notice for
it. Should be.
There is no notice for a joint meeting, but I know what you're
referring
to.
Okay.
Madam Clerk.
Mr. Chairman. Usually we ask the Corp Counsel if it's appropriate.
Right.
Well, he's indicated such. He's indicated such.
It's appropriate.
Chairman, I don't know that I actually said that, but I do. Just to be clear, items 32 relates to the negotiation for the purpose of public for the purpose of purchasing or selling public property, and your intention is, I understand it, is to hear details with respect to the various proposals and evaluations of those proposals, and I think that's perfectly appropriate for a closed session for that item. 33 is collective bargaining. Again, it's to hear the status of negotiations, proposals, et cetera, on collective bargaining. I believe that is an appropriate purpose for closed session under this section cited. And the last one is just the litigation update, to hear an update regarding litigation from counsel, which is another appropriate reason for closed session. The statutory citation is slightly different, but it's appropriate.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Mr. Chairman, will there not be, I understand on item 33 that it's all closed session effectively. on item 32, will there not be some open session portion? And so if
That's very possible.
So I guess I'm questioning whether we would...
We
might have to take two or three votes about closed session, but I guess I'm questioning whether we would take the items together to go into closed session now.
Well, the notification and the motions are appropriate for the three items.
Right.
We will, with respect to, we don't have to vote on all three. We can vote on whatever motions come before us or are presented to us.
All right. It sounded like we were moving towards going into closed session to take up two or three items together, and I'm suggesting that I think we just take up item 33 for now in closed session, and then we come back so that we can have any action in open session on item 32 first before we would then convene in closed session.
Mr. Chair, I think that the chair's intention was to go into closed session on 32, and then if we needed to have an open session after closed session, we could. So,
okay.
I mean, I know some people may have shown up to speak on item 32, but you know, we may resolve it without having to go through that testimony. I think sort of what the thought was, and maybe not.
Okay.
So that was the point of going into closed session. I think on 32.
We have to go into closed session sometime.
I know we'll have to go into closed session at some point I expect we'll have to go into closed session at some point on it. So the intention would be to come out of closed, if we go into closed session on the two items that will come out of closed session, we'll still take up item 32.
If you're going to vote anything, you have
in
to
open
vote.
Session. Okay.
Fine. We will probably
follow
vote on item 32.
I'll follow your lead.
We'll probably vote on item 32. Madam Clerk.
No one wants to get sued.
You're right.
Madam Clerk, would you read items 32, 33, and 34, please?
Item number 32, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization of an option to purchase for Block 2E in the Park East Corridor. This item was also referred to the Committee on Economic and Community Development. That committee laid the item over to the call of the chair by a vote of 4 ayes and 2 noes. Item number 33, from the Department of Labor Relations, discussion related to negotiation of collective bargaining agreements with public safety bargaining units. Item number 34, from Corporation Counsel, submitting an informational monthly report providing an update on the status of pending litigation. This item was also considered by the Committee on Judiciary, Safety, and General Services. That committee approved a by-the-committee resolution on item number 11 as listed on the pending litigation list. Item 34 is for informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Haas.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I noticed that item 34 has a different different statement for the closed session. The 32, 33.
Please read them, sir.
Okay, well, 32 and 33 first. We'll take
there you go.
I suggest you do this in two motions.
Yeah.
Two motions, okay.
Yeah.
Motion
yes.
For item 32 and 33, another motion for item 34.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Please read.
Okay, so for 32 and 33. Again, the committee may adjourn into closed session under the provisions of Wisconsin Statute, Section 19.851E, for the purpose of the committee deliberating or negotiating the purchase of public properties, investing in public funds, or conducting other specified public business, whether competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. At the conclusion of the closed session, the committee may reconvene in open session to take whatever actions it may deem necessary.
Vote. We have a motion to go into closed session.
So move.
For items 32 and 33. Madam Clerk, would you please?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to go into closed session for items 32 and 33 is approved.
Supervisor Haas.
Chair. Consent statutes section 19.851G for the purpose of the committee receiving oral or written advice from legal counsel concerning strategy to be adopted with respect to pending or possible litigation with regard to the following matters. At the conclusion of the closed session, the committee may reconvene in open session to take whatever actions it may deem necessary. And, Mr. Chairman, I move to go into closed session on that item as well.
Madam Clerk, on the motion to go into closed session for item number 34, please.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Here. I mean, aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to go into closed session for item number 34 is approved.
Thank you very much. Well, let's see who's in the room. Okay. Would you read item number 32, please?
Mr. Chair, you want me to?
Oh.
Yeah, she has to call the roll.
To reestablish a quorum. Madam Clerk, to reestablish a quorum, since we were in closed session and are now looking toward open session, would you read the roll to establish a quorum?
Supervisors Haas.
Here.
Schmidt.
Here.
Roma West.
Present.
Lipscomb.
Here.
Bowen.
Here.
Stamper.
I'm here.
Cullen.
Here.
Mr. Chair.
Here.
There are 8 members present. We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Director Whaley Smith.
Thank you, Chair and members of the committee. The Economic Development Department has completed its RFP review process using a panel of economic development professionals that reviewed all applications and made a recommendation to our department for the Opus Mercy proposal, the details of which are specified in the report and resolution that we presented. The Economic Development Department confirms and concurs with that recommendation and ask that you support this Opus Mercy project and the resolution before you, which allows us to enter into an option to purchase and other documents related to the transaction, provided that it includes specific elements that were included in the RFP that are compliant with the PERC. This project brings significant value to Milwaukee County, and we ask for your support.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
Supervisor Roma West moves approval of this item. Moves to approve this item. We were in closed session to receive, and we as a committee were in closed session to receive information from the Economic Development Division, director, I should say. Any comments, concerns? I have some cards. I have some cards, and we have before us a motion for approval. Director Smith, Whaley Smith, I have a card, and parties were before the Economic and Community Development Committee. What say you as it relates to the appeal process?
The members that I believe you have cards from are from the Opus Mercy team, which presented in front of Economic Development with information that was included in the report. I believe that you also have a card from Mr. Wongard, who did present at the Economic Development Committee and made some statements and also submitted some information, I believe, to members of the committee by email or otherwise at 4 o'clock, which was part of the packet of information that I also shared with you all. We did communicate the notice of award to Mr. Wongard and the public on July 3rd, and at this point we have not received any written appeal process pursuant to timeline, which would have been 10 days after the notice of award. So at this point, there's no official appeal to act on.
Thank you, Director. Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is late. We have been here the majority of the day, and so I would respectfully ask that if someone has filled out a card, that they speak on the motion for approval. No? Okay. But that is the motion before us.
Well, Supervisor,
That Opus does is happy with the motion with approval and doesn't have any too much to add to that.
I have 7 cards, and I heard Director Whaley Smith indicate that as far as, and there was mention of the appeal process at Monday's Economic Community Development Committee meeting, and it was known at that time for supervisors and the public who were present to understand that there is an appeal process, and the director is indicating that the deadline for the filing the appeal has passed. Okay. I believe he informed, I believe he has said that that is passed. So as far as accepting testimony, I believe that the unless members want to hear from Opus Development or Mercy Housing representatives, we can proceed to a vote. What is the pleasure of the committee?
Whatever the chair wants to do.
Supervisor Stamper.
Yeah, I'd like to vote. I think the RFP process was thorough, and the what we have in front of us was detailed, and I'd like to move forward and vote.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Chair, did you want the item read into the record since we're in open session again?
Please do that.
Item number 32 from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization of an option to purchase for Block 2E in the Park East Corridor. This item was also referred to the Committee on Economic and Community Development. That committee laid the item over to the call of the chair by a vote of 4 ayes and 2 noes. Proceed with roll call.
Thank you. Please do that.
Supervisor Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.